Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 78 of The Brunch and Judge.
I got
Do
nothing for
do
78.
do 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 do. I don't either. Nope. Got nothing. So we'll just move forward.
Yes.
Welcome, everyone. This week, our topic is space, the final frontier. Nah, just space, just space. But before we get into that, Claire, what are you
Yes.
judging this
So
week?
mine's gonna be a little bit of a preemptive judge because I know what's
Ooh.
gonna happen. I know what's gonna happen. In like 2 days, school is gonna start back. And I'm just like dreading the morning traffic. I don't want to deal. I don't want to. It's going to be awful. Stupid kids out waiting for their bus. And here's the thing. This is gonna make me sound like an old person, but I was like, I know I'm going to be one of those people. Back when I was a kid, it
Yeah, I know, right?
was like I remember standing at the end of the road, like with a bunch of other kids waiting on the bus, and these little pansies get to sit out in their parents' car
Yeah.
waiting on the bus.
The only time I can remember a handful of times, because our bus
Right.
stop was at the bottom of that hill,
Right. Yes.
and I can
At
remember
the end of
a
the road, because the bus
handful of
could not come up our
times.
road. Like they had all just
Yeah.
stopped at the end of all the
All
roads
the
in our
roads.
subdivision. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Couldn't come up the roads. Yeah.
There were a few times that Dad would go into work late. He could at that point. Like it wasn't a big deal. It was acceptable to be a little late. That he would let us sit in his car at the bottom of the hill and wait for the bus if it was like super cold back in the day, when they didn't cancel
Right.
school for shit like
Right.
that. So,
Yeah.
but like raining, well, that's why you got a rain jacket and an umbrella. Suck it up, buttercup. Like, that's.
Right. Exactly.
You tired? You don't want to stand there? Too bad. Character building.
Yes. If it was dry, you just sat on the ground and waited. It's like, it is what it
And,
is.
by the way, at the bottom of the hill is where the guy lived with his parents. The guy that went with the axe to the police barracks and was randomly chopping at the side of the police barracks long before my
Oh
time.
yes.
But like he lived in the house that we stood by at the bottom of the hill, and everyone was fine with that. So like,
It's like
guys,
fine, yeah.
you're fine.
But it's also like you get stuck behind these buses. And these kids, I get it, they don't want to go to school, but it's like get the let out.
Just get on the damn
Get
bus.
out of the car and get on the damn bus. I have places to be. These other people in this line behind the school bus obviously have places to be. It. Come on. Let's go. Snap, snap. Hop two.
Yeah, I support that. We discovered we live really close to a school, so I'm not sure what that will be
Oh
like.
boy.
Currently it doesn't matter because neither of us work outside of the home currently, so it's
Right.
fine, but we'll see. We'll see. I am curious because college season is quickly approaching. We're very stupid close to Yale. So I'm very curious to see what that's gonna be like.
How that's gonna affect your lives too, yeah.
Because like if Gilmore Girls is correct, which is basically all of the concept of Yale that I have, is the seasons in which Rory went to
Rory
Yale.
is in college.
I apparently they can live off campus, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Nice.
But
Yeah, mine is like a preemptive judge because I'm just waiting for it. Because I know come Wednesday morning, it's gonna harsh my mellow getting to work because it's like all these school buses. Like,
I was, this is sort of related, unrelated, but it's school related. And I have no idea where I saw it. So if you happen to know, you can choose to tell me or not. It doesn't really matter. Because it could have been on Facebook or it could have been on
He doesn't
TikTok.
mind.
I don't know and I don't care. So someone was complaining about school lunches because apparently that's all we know how to complain about. And they're talking about how kids are allowed to choose between their source of protein And sometimes that choice is a yogurt, and they were freaking out because there's not really that much protein in the yogurt that they give, and that's why their kids are hungry, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, choices?
Right.
It's
Right.
like, I'm pretty
In elementary
sure middle
school, we
school
did not have
there was
choices.
not choices. It
There were no
was, this is
choices.
what it is. I mean, I took my lunch every day because I ate literally nothing until I was a teenager because I was weird, but.
Like, I remember in elementary school, it was like before lunch, they did like a poll in the classroom, and it was like, how you got two entree choices, and you got to choose between the entree choices. And the teacher was like, okay, these kids, this many kids want this amount, this many kids wants this, this many kids wants this. And then she would line this up based on like who wanted this first, like how many kids, who all wanted this, and those kids would get in line first, and then the rest of us would fall in line after that. And so then the first X amount of trays would be filled with that first whatever entree, but then all the sides were the same. So
Yeah, I
it
was gonna
was
say
either,
it. There was a choice somewhere, but it wasn't a big
yeah,
choice.
like say it was hot dogs or hamburgers, So X amount
The
of kids who were hot dogs would go first. And so those first like 10 trays would be the hot dogs. And then all the sides would be the same. And then the rest of the class who got hamburgers, they would be, so they just counted it out that way. That was the choice. As far as, but like once, like we didn't get to choose when we were in line. It was you chose in the morning, and the teacher turned that into the cafeteria, and they already had that junk
Oh,
counted
wow.
out. Yeah, I remember that from like elementary school. So
No,
they turned that into
I
the
don't
cafeteria.
think that's how it was from my, again, I mostly took lunch, but I remember our pizza days. Like I would eat, because Friday was almost pizza day every Friday.
Right.
And you could get like pepperoni or sausage, whichever meat happened to be the meat that day, or cheese.
Right.
Those were
Right.
your
Yeah. Yeah.
choices.
Yeah.
Ta-da! But you chose in
Or if
line.
it was that, it would be like, how many want cheese pizza? And then, so she would be like, six kids want cheese, and then, the rest of the class wants pepperoni. And so then it was like the first six
That
trays
is
had
a
cheese, and it was,
faster
yeah.
way, yeah. Cool.
That was the choice. And it wasn't like once you got in line, there was a choice, But yeah. Yeah, but I'm like you. I'm like choice. There really is no choice. I
Well, and
mean,
like
yeah.
you couldn't even say no that you didn't want something because they put it on their way. Like, just don't eat it. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
It's
they put everything
like
on the
everything is on
tray.
there. You do whatever you want. And this is why I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day. But to be fair, if I gave me all the choices, I still would have taken my peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day because it's all I ate until I was in third grade, I think. So I don't know. I
But
was
yeah,
broken as a broken child. It's fine.
I was broken. But yes, school buses, I hate
School
them.
buses and school traffic and ugh.
Yes, and they've also, just traffic in general in this town, they have been doing so much construction. They have put in like 95 billion new roundabouts in all these places where there were four-way stops. And so now people who didn't know how to do four-way stops don't know how to work
They
roundabouts.
really don't
And
know how to do a
I'm just
roundabout.
like, it's awful. It's awful. I hate it. I hate it so much. Anyway, so it's like all these new, oh, and then they took all these stoplights out and they've made them into J turns, which are basically just U turns now.
Oh, okay.
But they call them J turns.
To
Yeah.
just confuse us? Okay,
Yes,
whatever.
100%. And so,
Wait.
yeah, and it's, oh God, it's just everywhere you go in this stupid town, it's just construction, construction, construction. All these roads are shut down. You have to like take detours to take more detours. I hate it. And so now all this with school traffic, I'm just like, blow my brains out because it's just, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That was rude. But it's just so aggravating. It's just, I mean, not really to get to like my main job, but I know that once I start going back to my part-time job after this show is over, it's gonna be awful.
I'm sorry.
Because I know a lot of people will have to take the way that I take, it just
Just
congests other areas that I take a lot, and it's just
yeah.
aggravating. And so I'm judging all these people, and I'm like, why are we doing all this right now? Why do we do it all at the same time? That's what I want to know. Why did we wait to do all of this at once in one summer? Like, why? What was going on? It's like, oh, we're just gonna like tear out all these four-way stops and add all these roundabouts at one time. Like, why? I don't understand. It's like, I know how to work a roundabout. Not everybody else does.
It seems to be a particular skill set, which is discouraging, since it's not really that hard to get a driver's license. 'Cause I still can't truly parallel park that well. I mean, like, I can do it, but
Right.
not well. Like, I'll just avoid it if at all possible.
Oh yeah,
So I'm
absolutely.
like, I don't really
100%.
know that they really, go that hardcore in teaching any of this, but whatever. And
Right.
I lived in
Like,
LA. I lived in LA and I parallel parked a lot and I still would try to avoid
and
it
you're
when
like,
possible. You're like,
nope. Yep. Anyway, that's my judge. School traffic, and it's starting back, and I'm not looking forward to it. I don't want to do it. I don't wanna. I'm gonna be whining about it.
It's fair.
And all these school children, it's like, yeah, you don't want to go to school, neither did I. Just do it. Jeez.
I know, right?
Get the
Ugh.
lead out, just do it.
Like, just do it. It sucks, but it'll be over, and then you can do something else. Then
Right,
you can pay
exactly.
bills like the rest of us. Woo-hoo.
Right. You can just get into that capitalism hamster wheel like
Oh,
the rest of the
God.
world.
Ugh. Tell me about
Hooray! Anyway, that's my judge.
it. That's an excellent judge.
Thank you. What are you judging?
Well, this week in people who are on my cookie day list,
Cookie day list, yes.
well, so couple of fun things. I saw this on TikTok, so it may not be true, but
Okay.
by
So alleged.
God,
Allegedly, so it's
I
all
meant
allegedly.
to check. I meant to check, but I couldn't get myself to Google DeSantis's name, so I was like,
Right.
I'm gonna
You're like,
just
I don't want him in my search bar.
I'm gonna let it go. So, may not be true, but feels like it probably is, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So, apparently, did not know this because, again, I try not to know too much about DeSantis if at all possible because I don't care for him. Somehow he's married. Shock, right?
Okay, yes, I
Because
did
he's
know this.
vile.
And he got married at Disney, which is why this whole thing with
Oh, I did not know that. That's hilarious.
yes, which is why this whole thing with his war on Disney is hilarious.
It's
'Cause
like,
everybody's
dude.
like, he got married at
Got
Disney.
married there,
He's a
doofus.
Disney
Oh my
adult and he's all of
God.
a sudden raging this war on Disney and it's like, weirdo.
Well, so apparently, and unfortunately, I will say, because I wish this upon no one, his wife had cancer. Maybe it
That
was
no,
breast
okay.
cancer, but like she had cancer and was going through treatments and at a period of time. I don't know when this
Gotcha.
was. 'Cause again, TikTok. And so she apparently on some in some interview that the person I was whose TikTok I was watching had watched was talking about basically how wonderful and great he is because while she was recovering, going through treatments and recovering from cancer, he sometimes would pick the kids up from school. And I'm like,
What?
the fuck? And so like the TikTok person is like, the hell? What the fuck is this? You're the fucking father of, you have obligations to care for your children. This is not a heroic act. It is literally the bare minimum while your wife is fucking sick. And like, that feels accurate. So she's so brainwashed that her being like,
Her bar is set like on the ground,
it's like,
man.
I could die
Wow.
from cancer and I literally am so sick I, I'm throwing up everywhere and can't get out of bed. So my husband finally decided he could pick up the children. Like, I can't even fathom. Like, what kind of ridiculous garbage?
That's so sad. That is so incredibly sad that she thinks he's such a great father because he would sometimes
Yes,
pick them
sometimes.
up. Like,
Sometimes he would pick them up
what?
from school and I'm like, I get that he's busy and like I 100% get it, but like he can arrange other pickup and child. He is also a parent and has the exact same responsibility as a wife.
Right. Like, no, uh-uh.
Which to me sums up my biggest issue with the Republican pieces of shit that are out there and the Republican pieces of shit that continue to vote for them and think that they're good because they have this ridiculous mindset of what a woman's job is supposed to be and what they're
Right.
supposed to do. And I say this because second story,
Oh, okay.
talking to my mom,
Oh,
lover,
Jackie.
lover,
Love Jackie,
and
yes.
someone that she taught with for several years is also in the same kind of progressive, more liberal mindset as my mother, but somehow she managed to marry an idiot Trump supporter.
Oh, sad day.
And somehow they've stayed married. I don't know how, because like the
You
stories
don't know
that I have
how or
heard over
why.
the years, I'm like, she hasn't murdered him yet, because like it wouldn't be
Right.
hard to hide a body. I'm just saying, they live in a holler. It wouldn't be that hard. I don't think anyone would
Right.
miss them. It'd be fine. It'd be fine. But whatever. But so she was texting my mom last week and was saying that her husband had, she was at that moment canning some beans. You know, it tis the summer, tis the season,
Right.
putting away
Right.
the
Yeah.
veggies if that's the thing that you do. So she was slaving away, canning the beans while he was sitting there watching his Fox News garbage, because
Oh,
that's all he does
no.
24/7. Sit there and watch his Fox News, in which apparently Fox News was reporting about how Melania and the other Trump family members, none of them showed up at any of these court appearances that he's had to deal with lately, because, you know, he keeps getting
Right.
indicted for, you know, committing crimes, but whatever. And so, like, they were talking about how Melania wasn't there and none of the others were there. And he said out loud, I swear to God, this is what she said. He's like, well, of course she wasn't there. She was at home canning beans where she's supposed to be.
Oh,
And
my. Oh,
one,
sweet Jesus, no.
like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, women can do whatever the fuck they want. They can choose to do that. That's fine. You're allowed to choose if that's the life that you want. But also that he thinks that Melania could even open a can, let alone can beans, cracks me up. To know it, it's like you're completely out of touch with reality. It's like you have no idea what is actually happening in the world.
I wonder if he believe he would even think that Melania would know what like breaking beans is, you know, like what?
No. Well, and apparently, I mean, mom thought it was funny. She shared it with dad. They've cackled about it all week, and
I
they've
mean,
had this like
seriously, like
canned
what?
beans where she belongs in the kitchen, canning those beans. You
Oh
do that,
my
Melania.
God.
But I'm like, well, you know, this
He
is
wasn't even saying it like ironically.
no,
Oh
absolutely
God.
not. No,
Jesus
no.
Christ.
Oh, absolutely not. That is not who this person is.
Noted.
So, you know, that helps answer my question of what kind of idiot can still be voting for Trump after all this time. Like, oh, I see. I understand
That kind
now.
of idiot.
You have absolutely no concept about how anything works out in the world at all, do you? Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, that's special.
I know. So I, of course, immediately told
Wow.
Spencer, and now I'm like, well, you know, I guess I best go get in the kitchen and start canning those beans where I belong.
Right?
Lord. Ugh.
You've been
I do
wasting
not
your
like
life
canned
away.
beans, by the way. I don't think they're very good. Ugh.
You're like,
They're just old and mushy when you cook them later. Blech. I do not get it. I like my green beans frozen, so that way they're nice and green when I want to eat them. Very important to me. I do not fix beans. I don't do that. So those are my little,
Those are your little judges.
yes, if the Republican Party continues to make really horrific choices, and just have no
Facts.
concept at all that women are in fact, you know, human, and that we have dreams and aspirations, and that we have goals, and that, you know, again, if you want to be like, if your entire life goal or something, the thing that makes you happy is staying home and being like the homemaker, maybe you have kids, you know, that's your thing.
Right.
Good for you. Like, I get it. I could understand wanting to do that, minus the children, because I don't like them, but they're people too. But like, you get to choose in the same way that your husband could choose that too. Maybe he wants to be a stay-at-home dad. It's fine. Oi, oi. Canned beans. I can't even. I'm just trying to imagine her. Like, let's just like send her a bag of beans and see if she even knows what to do with them. Like, can she identify that it's a bean, first of all?
Right.
And then what?
Then what? Yes. Then what?
Oh, goodness. So, well, there you have it. That's my judge
Wow.
for the week.
Indeed. That's excellent, 'cause wow. That's crazy.
Well, and that two things kind of came together for me because that all happened in the last like 24 hours. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Anyway, it's time to get on to this week's very exciting topic of space. Claire,
Yes.
what have you brought us for space?
It's funny that you opened up the way you did, because I'm going to be talking about Star Trek.
Yay! You know, I secretly was hoping that one of us would go down that path, and I knew it wasn't going to be me, so.
But yeah, you know, space, the final frontier.
Yes.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yep.
Anyway, so Star Trek was created by a guy named Gene Roddenberry, and he was born August 19th. Oh, my sources, Wikipedia, space.com, Screen Rant. Yeah, that was it. Anyway. He was born August 19th, 1921, in El Paso, Texas. And a little background on him: he grew up in L.A., California. He majored in police science because his father was,
Police science?
yes,
Okay. I mean, I'm here for it. All
because his
right.
father was also a policeman. So he was kind of following his father's footsteps. He went to L.A. City College and became interested in aeronautical engineering. He met and married his wife, Eileen Anita Rexroth.
Sure.
Weird, weird last name. And he got his pilot's license through the U.S. Army Air Corps. He flew in World War II. He wound up getting Distinguished Flying Cross and an Air Medal by the doing that. He was an airline pilot for Pan American World Airways after
An
war.
American.
After World War II, he survived three plane crashes, two in the war and one commercial flight.
Good God.
Yeah, so after that last commercial flight crash, he about a year after that, he and it was like in a foreign country, and he wound up saving a bunch of people. I think 11 people died, but he wound up saving like 18 people that were like really badly injured. But after that one, about a year after that last crash, he resigned from Pan American and
Fair.
decided that he wanted to go into police work. So he joined the LA Police Department, and he spent 16 months as a traffic cop. But then he got moved to the u newspaper unit, and there he became the chief of police's speech writer.
Oh,
And
well.
at while there, being the writer, he became a liaison for the TV show Dragnet.
I loved Dragnet.
I know, I did too. And so he actually did his first like TV writing for the show, and he took like actual cases for the police department and condensed them down for like the small screen. And then the writer, the screenwriters would take those cases and flesh them out to like the screen, you know, the scripts. So, but he would split his pay with the actual detectives who worked the cases,
Oh, wow.
who
That
investigated the cases.
that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, so he was still like, he had like one foot into the police department and like one foot in TV at this point.
Yeah,
It was,
yeah.
it's like, that's, yeah. And so this actually led to Roddenberry writing scripts under the pseudonym Robert Wesley. And he found out it was hard to do both, writing and police work. So in 1956, he resigned from police force to fully pursue writing. And he worked on a bunch of different TV shows during this point. I mean, he was pilots and just here and there all over the place. But on March 11th, 1964, he wrote a script for a sci-fi show that was a 16-page pitch, and on April 24th, he sent 3 copies and $2 to the Writers Guild of America to register his new series, Star
Okay.
Trek. So 1964 was when he registered Star Trek. And as we know, Star Trek was a show much more than about space. And Roddenberry wanted the episodes to be more like allegories. And so they were all about current events without being about current events. So
Oh, nice. Okay.
it was very progressive and ahead of its time. And so the show repeatedly during this time referred to the escalating conflict in Vietnam
Nice. Okay.
all the time. And there was like, especially like this one episode about the Klingons providing weapons to a primitive planet. So Captain Kirk does the same and provides weapons to another planet to provide balance of power to both sides, which that was the controversial plot line of that season, you know.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
The show ran for 3 seasons, which was, you know, I mean, I guess that was, you know, it was only going to do two, but they did get it for a third. And I think that third was kind of like,
I don't feel
you know.
like TV shows lasted quite as long as they do these
Back then,
days,
not
so.
really, no. Oh, but the show had a very multicultural and multiracial cast. And what made it different is it portrayed these people in a very positive light, because most of the time back then, if you had black people or Asian people, it portrayed them as the help or somebody who was kind of ignorant or stupid, you know, dumbed down.
Yeah.
And these people were not, I mean, it showed different races, different genders, cultures working together. You know, and to have an African American woman, who, Nichelle Nichols, in a role that was an intelligent crew member who was up there, like right with them, and to have George Takei, who was, you know, they were all, I mean, granted, I mean, their ranks and stuff, but they were all equally like intelligent. They were
Right.
not, you know, one was not like, oh, I'm the idiot, you know,
Right, they weren't
they, and they were, yes.
what's it called?
Like nobody was like the
Comic
dunce.
relief is what I was trying to
Yeah,
think of.
nobody
Oh,
was
known as
like,
the comic relief, yeah.
yeah, they were all, like I said, they were all working together. And it was all about cooperation and communication and trying to, I mean, that was their whole thing, is they were exploring space exploration and trying to see what was out there and just to bring information back. You know,
Right.
they weren't out there to fight. This was not like a war show, you know, something like that. Which was, I mean, that was like a big deal, you know, because it's like nobody had ever really seen that before. This was not something that was being pushed a lot. And this show had one of the first interracial kisses on TV between William Shatner and Nichelle Nichols, Captain Kirk and Lieutenant
I
Uhura.
remember studying slash talking about it in my mass media class in undergrad. So,
Yes.
because I remember, like, really? Of all the shows, Star Trek?
Right. And I think
Okay.
that was it was in the
Yeah.
third season, the last season.
And
And since
that's why they
the
got canceled. No,
yeah. Well, so the
I'm
execs were concerned but ultimately decided to leave it,
kidding.
which I'm like, well, that's cool that they left it. You know, it's like, you know. So but I thought that was I didn't realize. Yeah, I was kind of like you, I didn't realize that this was the show. I guess it was when my mom is such a big Trekkie. You know, she loved Star Trek. She always loved Star Trek. Even and much to my chagrin as a child. Because she loved.
Your mom's a Trekkie? I did not know this.
Oh, yes. She totally is.
Oh,
Yeah, she liked that show. She liked the Next Generation show that was on in like the 90s. She watched it, and I'd be like, oh my God, mom, this is boring. Did not want to watch it. She always wanted to watch that. I would probably like it better now if I watched it. I would
It's
probably
fair.
understand it a little bit better. But so, and who would have thought that a show set in space would have, been so progressive? I mean, you would think, but one thing is the technology that was featured in this show has actually, a lot of it has come to pass.
Except for the
It
whole beam me up, Scotty. But keep going.
actually, that has, in on a very small scale, there, I mean,
Okay.
that one was over my head when I was reading about it. Like they're working on that. Like that's a thing that they're
Work
still,
faster. I
yeah, I
need
know.
to be beamed up so that I
They're
can
still
just be
working on
like
it, like that, but that
transported.
is a thing that they are working on. So it's like, it's still like on a microscopic level, but still, it's something that they are working on. But the tractor beams that would like lock on to an object and move it
Right.
around, they have optical tweezers. And this, again, works on a much smaller scale, but they can move microscopic objects. So it's like you can get these laser beams that move little teeny tiny objects. But still, I'm like, eh, that's kind of cool that even though it's
Start small, we'll
small,
get bigger. It's fine.
yeah, like you can work up to that. The phasers that they would use to shoot their little guns that could be set phasers
Set
to
to
stun.
stun.
Yeah. That's the same kind of principle behind tasers and stun guns
Oh.
that came about in the 70s. So this kind of, that same kind of principle is behind stuff that we have that we use today. The tablet, our tablets, they had pads. It was personal access display devices on the show. But now we have tablets with,
We
iPads
have iPads.
and all the things. We have all the tablets and things now. But to think, you watch this on TV back in the 90s and like, oh, that would be so cool to have. And you're like, oh, but we do. Hypospray, which was used by Dr. Bones McCoy, and it's like now we have jet injectors. So it's like something that, just looks like right in, without the needle, like it injects into you. There is something else that's being developed by MIT that's also making to make injections less painful. So another type of injection that's like a jet injection also that's like being developed, which I was like, that's kind of cool. Some kind of new technology. And I was like, huh. Just like hold it to your skin and just inject immediately. No
And
needle.
this is cool and all, but like, needles aren't really that big of a deal. Well,
I know some people who like freak out
I know, but like, okay, cool.
though. You're like, okay, cool.
Mean, like, that's cool, and I'm sure there are like lots of cool things that will come from that development. But I'm like, okay, so you made a shot less. I don't even know if it's less painful. It's still breaking your skin to get into your body. That's what's the hurdy, right? I don't know. I don't understand. Keep going.
universal translators.
Yes.
Now that we have
Yes.
software that can translate different languages on computers. I mean, they had little handheld thingies that could just like translate, I mean, down to whatever
And
alien
we're
language.
really close to that. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to like, 'cause we're like right there. Like we just, the next thing is like an earpiece that you can put in that will automatically do it for
Automatically,
you.
which is kind of what, yeah, what
Just what
they,
we want and what I need, then I can live
yes.
anywhere.
And that'll be like right up there with like Doctor Who level. Like you just have that automatic, yeah. tricorders, which in the show was a handheld device that could scan the environment or scan an individual to record data, or the doctor Bones would use it to diagnose or cure patients. And it's similar to something that was created by Quantum MDX, Quantum DX, I don't know what that is, a DNA lab, where it scans a patient and it can diagnose them in 15 minutes. And I'm like, that's
Can I have that
interesting.
right now? What's wrong with me?
Scan me and tell me what's wrong with me
Scan me
immediately.
and fix me right now, okay?
Right, yes. In the show, there was a thing called telepresence, which was virtual meetings. But it
Oh,
was
well,
like you were like in the room with them. I mean, and we have that kind of now with Zoom and Teams and
yeah,
all that.
it's enough. We don't
Yes.
need the hologram in the room with us, thank
Well,
you.
also, but Cisco has a software that can make you seem more in the room with people. Like it is like a more like a telepresence system. So Cisco is like developing software
Thanks.
to try to make it like you're more there. And
I don't need that. I mean, like, I understand
I
what you're trying to do, but I speak on behalf of literally everyone else to be like, stop,
You're like, I don't want this in my
stop. Because
life.
then it's gonna be like, ugh. Because then we all have to wear pants, okay? No, I don't wanna. I just wanna look nice from here up, okay? I wanna wear my pajamas down here.
On the show, it was called The Replicator, and it basically would just create things. Like you would just say, I want dinner, and dinner would pop up, right? Or Jean-Luc Picard would order his Earl Grey tea and it would just show up. But if you weren't ordering food, something similar would be like 3D printers.
Oh, yeah.
You just create it. Yeah. So I was like, that's kind of cool, you know, because 3D printers are pretty handy. And they also had communicators, which we now have all these handy dandy cell phones.
We sure
So
do.
it's like all this technology that they had on the show, which is we have similar things now
Yeah.
from back then, you know, to
Yeah,
now.
that is
Now
pretty cool.
you look at like the newer ones, of course there's like way cooler stuff
Well,
now,
right.
but you're talking about from back then to now, like the things that have come across now. But Star Trek had eight different series, or has eight different series, 13 movies, three animated series. Has one series of like shorts and numerous books and comics.
Wow.
So I'm just like, wow, Star Trek.
Look at
I've
that. There you go.
enjoyed the movies. I've not really watched a whole lot of the
I've seen
series.
random episodes here and there. I've seen the one with the, I don't remember what they're called, the things that multiply, the little plushy looking
Tribbles.
things. Thinkies. I've seen the
Tribbles.
Tribbles because it gets quoted all the time and referenced in life. Like, it's the Tribbles. And like, the fuck, what? And the Star Trek thing. Like,
You're like,
right,
it's
Tribbles, right.
the
Because
gremlins. You're like,
in my head, they're the gremlins. Yeah. And like, they're the
right.
little gremlin-y looking stuff things. And they're like, Tribbles. I'm sorry, I can't remember Tribbles.
Right. But he was very, Roddenberry was very influenced by Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's what. So he almost wanted to make it kind of like a space western was his goal. And
Okay.
he did have trouble getting some people to pick it up at first. But actually, Lucille Ball's production company was the
Desilu?
one. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
They were the ones
She was
who.
awesome. Lucille Ball. She did some pretty kick-ass stuff.
Yeah, they hired him as like a producer to work in their company, and they helped him get it going. So I was like, that's pretty cool though that they helped him get that, and that's how he got in. But I thought it was also cool that he got into it by doing police stuff. Like I was like, I
Yeah,
had no
it's a very
idea.
roundabout way to get there. I'm here for it.
Yeah, right. But that was how Star Trek got started. I know I didn't really talk a whole lot about space per se, but
It's all connected. It's the
is
magic of our show, Claire. It's
it
only,
is.
does it connect to the topic at hand? Kind of, sort of, cool.
Oh, and also another fun fact. There was, I didn't write it down. I should have. There was a NASA something that was going to be named the Constitution. It was an orbiter.
Oh, uh-huh.
And everybody wrote in and they were like, no,
Name
you
it.
should name it the
Enterprise.
Enterprise. And they did.
They're like, fine,
And
we will.
so they invited the cast for the show and Roddenberry out. So they were there when they like had their big reveal, like, here's the Enterprise. And so I thought that was cool too.
Is really cool.
That
Yeah.
they had them out there for it. I was like, that's sweet.
Oh, how precious. No, it is cool. It is one of those shows that I remember when I learned about it in my mass communication classes or whatever, being surprised. I'm like, I never cared for it. It's not my specific shtick. I've seen some of the TV show. I've seen a couple of random movies. I stopped after I accidentally watched the one with the needle going into the eye. Oh, oh,
Yeah.
oh, oh. My sister has always enjoyed them. She's been very space centric and likes that kind of stuff. So like
Yeah.
been around it. But I was like, oh, it's actually even more than just a weird sci-fi trope. It did a lot. Yeah. It's a really cool show.
Yeah, it is so much more than just sci-fi and space. But it's like he wanted it to teach people lessons. That was, and I was like, that's kind of funny that,
The only way people can learn is if you accidentally put some lessons into their TV. And it's true. That's, we became more accepting of LGBTQ culture by having gay characters in TV shows until they gradually became more main characters. Like it does help when you see it and it becomes normal on TV, then it's normal in life too. So.
But it was so funny. I saw this meme today and it was like a picture of William Shatner now. And apparently he really said this. He said, "When did Star Trek become political?" And it was like, and then like below it was this picture from like The Good Place. The black guy, Chidi from The Good
Cheaty.
Place. Yeah. And he was like pointing at the board and he was like, "You were there." And it was a picture of William Shatner from the
Sure.
old Star Trek, like, like,
Like,
you were
you were
there.
there.
Like, it's always been political. Like, how do
Oh.
you not know this?
That's hilarious.
It's like, come on, were you just like that dumb? Like, you didn't know that these stories were about the Vietnam War? Like, what?
Well, I mean, I obviously wasn't around, but I can remember real learning that MASH was like at the time it was on at the same time as the Vietnam War, and it was a response to the Vietnam
To
War, and I'm like, oh,
even though it was a but even though it
but I
was
wasn't
about
alive.
the
I didn't know.
Korean War, yeah.
So I'm like, I can get not realizing that as someone who wasn't part of it at all. But when you're in it, shouldn't you know what your show is?
Because they were like, no, he really said
Although,
that. Like he
to be
really said,
fair,
what, when did Star Trek become political? And it's like, what?
one of the things that has angered me in a way that I cannot truly even express, and it's not related to Star Trek, but it reminds me of that same kind of annoying thing. What's his name that became Dumbledore?
Not the first one, but the second one.
Yes.
Michael Gambon.
Thank you. So I hate him and he's garbage because he refused to read the books in order to be the character. He's like, no, I'm just gonna to you know read the script and go with what feels right. And that's why he was wrong, okay? Wrong. Wrong.
I mean, you're not wrong,
Did you put
yes.
the
Like, come on.
fire? Everybody hates it. And you know what? If you'd just read the goddamn books, which I feel like is your job when you're an actor, by the way.
If there is source material out there, you need to read that.
Because you
to
need to
find
understand
out
where your
the essence
character's
of the character.
going, what it's about, what, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Hate. So yes, that's one of the things that makes me irrationally angry. And I'm like, you were literally part of it. How are you not aware of the
Right.
big pictures? Like,
Right.
it's your job. Okay. Sorry, sidetrack.
But yes. But yeah, so Star Trek obviously became like one of the biggest franchises out there and had one to own even back in the day. Like, even after it went, and that was when it became big, was after it went off air, after the three seasons, was in syndication, was
Oh,
when it
right.
really like picked up its uber following. And even like with Star Wars, you know, because that even pushed the whole like space. Because it, you know, because Star Trek came out first, but you know, and then Star Wars came out in the 70s. So it was like that even like pushed the whole space thing even further. So it was like, and then, you know, obviously we landed on the moon in 69
Did
and
we? Okay.
shut up. Just for easy time's sake, let's just say yes, okay? Let's not argue about this. Jeez Louise, I do not have time for your conspiracy theories, people. I get God. And then the other day, somebody was like, "Do you know the Challenger explosion didn't happen?" And I'm like, "I do not have time for this.
Like, yep, sure didn't.
I don't have time for this."
Wow.
Like, there are videos where they're alive, and I'm like, "I don't have time for
When
you. Oh
people
my
say stuff
God."
like that to me, I want my response. This is what I want my response to be from now on. When people say something fucking ridiculous like that, to just look at them and be like, how did your genetic gene pool make it this far?
God.
Like,
Anyway.
Darwin messed up somewhere because you shouldn't even be here, okay?
Lord.
Yeah. Oh, mood lighting.
Oh, you lost some light. Anyway,
Mood
but
lighting.
yeah. It's
7:30. It's mood lighting time.
mood lighting time. So yes. Anyway, that's my story for space. It was about Star Trek and
Amazing.
how it was progressive, and how a lot of there's a bunch of technology that we have now that was inspired by the
Yeah.
show.
Yeah, that is
And
pretty cool.
how we have an orbiter named after the spaceship Starship Enterprise.
Well, there you go. Well, that was excellent, Claire. Thank you. All
You're welcome. So,
right.
what is your story on space?
So instead of like one story, because why give you one story when I can give you like 20?
Oh
Not really that many, not really that many. No, I decided to go with, so my thing is weird space. So
Weird space. Okay.
it's part weird things we sent to space.
Okay. Because I mean, that's probably a lot.
And then just like weird shit that we're getting from space. Weird shit about space. Just the weird shit in space we don't really know about, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so weird. Weird. But of course, you know, we gotta start with the weird shit we send to space, because what the fuck are we doing, guys? What the fuck?
Right.
All right. My sources are livescience.com, BBC's Sky at Night magazine. It's theirs. It's I don't it's what they call it. And Celestis.com. Now
Okay.
hold on to Celestis.com. You'll need to use that in the future. Okay. So, weird things we sent to space. First, we're going to talk about someone else on the cookie day list,
Ooh.
Elon Musk.
Oh, yay.
I know, eye roll, it's all I got.
Oh,
So, as we all know, Elon Musk's greatest desire is to spend money that he's taking out of paychecks from people who actually need it, that's actually making him all the money, instead of like giving it back and helping them lift up from, you know, the poverty he keeps them in. He would much rather create a giant penis and send it to space. I mean, rocket. Rocket.
Potato, potato.
Did you know, Claire, that on February 6th, 2018, he launched his cherry red Tesla Roadster into space with a dummy clad in a spacesuit that he named Starman?
Like in a ship or just like
No, just the car with the. I mean, like, I'm sure it went in ship, but like the car, the Tesla is in space with a, dummy.
he knows that shit can come back down, right?
Okay, I'm gonna say he does not know that. And I'm going to say that because his goal was to put it into the orbit around Mars, by the way. I don't know why.
What?
I don't know why. He wanted to put it into orbit around Mars because I don't know.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Really? Even though he wants to do a cage fight with Zuckerberg? Like, are you sure this is the dumbest thing? I'm just asking, because I
I
feel
don't
like
even
every
know.
day he's giving us something extra special.
How
He
much
did just
money did
rename
that
Twitter.
waste?
I don't know, but I'm pretty confident a lot of people could have, paid off some student loans with that garbage, but whatever. But so he wanted to put it into orbit around Mars, and I'm telling you he wanted to, because obviously that didn't happen.
Wow.
Which is good because a lot of people were concerned that it could be a biohazard to Mars if it ever like crashed into Mars, that it would impact its
Right.
atmosphere environment. And like, we're already fucking up our own planet. Maybe we should leave the others alone because we don't know shit about them really. So like,
Right.
just saying, just saying. But true to form, when it comes to Elon Musk, he in fact massively overshot his goal, and instead it ended up in an orbit around the sun.
What?
And in fact,
Oh my
it's still
God.
going. You can track it if you go to whereisroadster.com. You can see where it is right now.
Stop.
I'm 100% serious. And it's not
Shut
Elon
up.
Musk's website, so you guys can feel free to go. It's some random guy who just thinks it's as fucking ridiculous as you do. So like you can enjoy it. It's fine.
Where is roadster.com?
Whereisroadster.com. Yes. 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 I will say when I was looking at whereisroadster.com that it shows like the orbital map of the Roadster with Starman, whatever.
Starman.
It's
That's
like
all he
when,
has.
well, it's like when you give, a kid like a cat, a gray cat, and you name it Smokey. Hello, looking at me. Because you don't have any original thought whatsoever. Because you're a kid. Let's name him Starman. That's exactly what this is. Okay.
I know, right?
But so looking at the orbital map, it looks to me, feel free to go check. I'll pop it up here for everyone. It looks to me like it crosses into the same orbital path as Earth takes around the sun. Like, not all of it, but like a part of it does. So I'm going, if that goddamn car ends up hitting Earth or hitting one of our satellites and taking it out, we best be making him pay for that shit, all right? Because, like, it's
Right.
actual littering. That's all it is. There was no point,
Yes.
no purpose whatsoever, other than to just say that you did it. It's such a frat boy stupid move. It's exhausting.
That's so dumb.
And I would like to remind you, space is full of trash, okay? And I feel like we should start fining people for this bullshit because what I read is that there's 500,000 pieces of space junk floating above the Earth at speeds up to 17,500 miles per hour.
That's
Like, that
absurd.
shit that can hit our space station, that shit that can hit our satellites, that shit that can barrel back down to Earth because, like, gravity. So,
Right.
like, stop littering. Stop it. Oi.
You litter enough down here. Why do we have to
Right?
litter up there? That's
We've
stupid.
garbaged up our own planet. Leave it in within the bounds of this planet, okay? God, it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
It is.
So, that's Elon Musk. And he shot a car into space, Because I still don't know why. It's,
That's so dumb.
I was like,
That's so dumb.
but why? But why? Now, Claire, I know I know that at this time in your life, you're really struggling and you're having these realizations that you might be having your midlife crisis because your life is half over. And you must be, of course, thinking, what should I do with my body when I'm gone? Do I want to be buried? Do I want to be cremated? Do I want to be a tree? Or do I want to be shut into space? Well, you can. You can. You can have your DNA or your cremated remains sent all the way to space.
Wow.
There is a company called Celestis that will do it for you. And of course, they're located in Texas.
Of course they are. Why does that not surprise
Right? It's
me?
like, and in Texas, Lord,
No, Texas.
for $3,000. You can have your DNA or cremated remains can be sent up to like the zero gravity level of space, like where you kind of you're up in space and then like you it gets returned. So like you come right back down. But like, you've been to space, so like congratulations, you're dead and you're just cremated remains or some other weird piece of DNA, but you made it to space. Congratulations. It only cost your family 3 grand. Now, for 5 grand, you can go ahead and be entered into the Earth's atmosphere where you will stay for however long, because at some point you will fall back down, but like we don't know when.
Right.
But at that point you will burn up, definitely. So
Yeah.
like it'll look like a shooting star. So be careful on the shooting stars you're wishing on, Claire. It may actually just be cremated remains of people who spent 5 grand to go to space.
Because that's not your worst nightmare.
Ugh. Right? God. Lord. People just do the weirdest, dumbest things. Ugh. But for 13 grand, you can
Only
be
13.
sent
Okay.
to the moon or beyond for all eternity.
Is that all?
Only
Okay.
13 grand. And fun fact, in one of their, I'm not even sure what you call it, launchings, I guess is the best thing. They plan, it may have already happened. I didn't see the date, but they have at least planned to send the hair clippings, confirmed hair clippings of 4 United States presidents. And I bet you can't guess which ones they are. It'll be fun. Let's try. 4 presidents.
Reagan.
How did you get that? I figured that'd be like the last one ever that you would guess. I hate Reagan, by the way. He's
Oh,
disgusting.
I do too, but
Like, he's the reason that everything sucks, Reagan. But yes, Reagan, which, ew. Okay, keep going.
Bush Senior.
Nope.
Okay, Are they all dead?
Yes.
Okay, so they've all passed. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Everybody's so not Trump, but I'm sure they'll do it. Give him time. Give him time.
Okay. Is Reagan like the most current?
Yes.
Okay, so all of them are past
Or
Reagan.
prior to Reagan, yes. I
Okay. Shit.
there's a couple of like
Kennedy.
gimmies. Yes, Kennedy. Kennedy's there, which fair since they killed him, so cool. Go Texas.
I know, I'm trying to think of the big ones. I'm like, two more.
Two more. One you should be able to guess. The other one, I don't think you will, because why would anyone guess this one? That makes no sense. But one is pretty important, and we all tend to think highly of the one.
Lincoln?
Not, well, it's Texas, so not Lincoln, but
Oh.
you know, pretty important major president.
That's my brain like
Kind of the
drunk.
first one, even.
Oh, you're talking about Washington?
Yep. George
Really? We
Washington.
have I'm just thinking that there are no
I know.
hair clippings of these
Well, the
people.
amount
That's what
that,
I'm thinking.
well, but that was back in the day when people kept hair clippings of
That's fair.
people. So, yes. Yeah, so
I'm thinking that there weren't
Washington.
hair clippings of these people. That's why.
So Washington, JFK, Reagan, and the final one, which you won't guess, because why would you? Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Yeah, I never would have.
Because I'm like, I mean, not that he was bad, just like not who I would think of to. Because I was like, George Washington, yeah, JFK, sure. Eisenhower, why?
Yeah, I never, I
Reagan,
don't think I
oh
would have.
God.
No, the only reason I said Reagan is because everybody puts Reagan on a fucking pedestal.
If,
And
yeah, I put him on the pedestal of why everything sucks. He is the number one reason why capitalism lost its goddamn mind, why unions are still fighting fights that we shouldn't have to fight anymore and keep getting broken up, even though they're the only reason that we're that people aren't literally just dying at work. So I'm like, fuck
yeah, I
Reagan.
wasn't
Fuck him
thinking like,
to hell, you know?
yeah, I wasn't thinking Washington because I was thinking all of like
Right.
if like 60s and forward. Like I wasn't thinking.
That's fair. That's fair.
But I never would have thought Eisenhower. No. In fact, I probably would have said Johnson before I said Eisenhower.
Well, and I'm with you. I'm like, why not
I
one of the
might even say,
Bushes?
I might even said Nixon. Like
Fair, fair,
like
fair.
oh.
So, you know, so there's that. And then I made like a list of just some other weird stuff that we have sent to space over time, because I don't really know why. So like randomly I've sent Legos to space. I mean, that's cool. I like Legos.
Legos, okay.
At some point they sent dinosaur bones to space. I don't really know why. That seems weird.
Dinos in
They,
space.
right? They like they went to space and came back, and were later auctioned off for charity. So you could have owned a piece of a dinosaur that
Had been in
had been
space.
to space. Whatever.
Okay.
The microscopic organism tardigrades, I think is how you say it. They were taken to space and put outside of the spaceship to see if they could survive because they're capable of surviving in really hostile environments, and
Right.
discovered that 68% of them were able to survive out in space. So that's cool.
Ah, cool. Oh, yeah, that is kind of neat, though.
Let's see. But they have also taken Luke Skywalker's lightsaber to space. Amelia Earhart's watch, not the one she was wearing, obviously, when she disappeared, but the one she had worn for a previous leg of her flight. Parts of the Wright brothers' plane, which I'm like, I mean, okay, I can see. That feels
Yeah.
like, look what you led to. Congratulations, I guess.
Right.
Apparently, I didn't have any hair clippings from them to take, but whatever.
Right.
And then a couple of my favorite things. A gorilla suit made it to space.
That's so random.
Mark Kelly smuggled it onto one of the cargo reloader ships or whatever to get it to his twin, Scott Kelly, who is on the International Space
I love
Station.
that so much. I
But what I
love that
love
so much.
even more is that they had he had tried to do before, like it was a sneak, it was a prank or whatever. And so they
Right.
have like a video of him like scaring of the Russians or I don't know whoever else was there.
That's funny.
But Mark had tried to do it before, but the rocket that he put it on exploded after it lifted off, so the
Oh,
spaceship went off.
no.
Like, it was just a cargo flight, so there's no people on it, thank God. But
Right.
like, oops, had to get a whole new gorilla suit, man.
Wow.
And then this also cracks me up. The most expensive pizza delivery ever when Pizza Hut sent a pizza to space.
Wow.
It only cost $1 million to
Oh
have
my.
your pizza delivered to space. And interestingly, only the Russian on the space station was allowed to eat it because NASA has very strict rules about corporate sponsorships.
Wow. Okay.
So that was weird,
Wow.
but okay. So that's
I
like
would
a
have been like,
weird
you know what?
interesting
Fuck you,
question.
NASA. I am
Yeah.
not sitting out on this pizza.
My assumption is that the recorded parts were only the Russian, but that like after they
Probably.
did the recorded parts that everybody had some, because like otherwise that's such a hashtag dick move, but you know,
Yeah. I
whatever.
know. I'd have been like, fuck you, NASA. I eat what I want. You don't control me.
But whatever. What a weird thing. Okay. So now we're going to move on into the weird things in space.
Weird things in space. Okay.
The first thing we're going to talk about is the moon that we've never landed on, Claire.
Okay, fine.
And the reason I know we've never landed on it is because we all believe the moon is round, and that is a lie, Claire. The moon is not round. It is, in fact, shaped like a lemon, and not like lightly shaped like a lemon. I was looking at, a picture. I'm like, the fuck? This thing is like legit lemon. So,
I was
okay.
like, oh, I'm like, oh, are you a flat mooner? Is that what's
I'm a
happening
flat. It's a flat moon. Flat
here?
moon. It's a flat moon. But apparently, it's lemon shaped. It's got
Okay.
very distinct, whatever you call the nubby parts of a lemon on both sides. So,
Okay.
other weird things about space. If you could smell the Milky Way, it would not smell like chocolate and nougat and caramel and any of the other yummy things. It would,
I
in
mean, that's
fact,
fair.
I mean, it's fair, but it would smell like raspberries and rum.
What? Says who?
While astronomers were looking at a large cloud of gas that's in the center of the Milky Way, they discovered that it's in fact made up of a chemical called ethyl formate. Now, how they discover that, I don't know. I don't know.
You're
Don't.
like, I don't know.
I got this from real sources, so I'm just going to trust them, okay? So, apparently it's made out of ethyl formate, which is the chemical that gives raspberries their flavor and is also the chemical that smells like rum.
That's wild.
Isn't it though?
That is wild.
And nearby is another region of gas that is made up of ethyl alcohol. So they discovered that essentially there is enough alcohol in the Milky Way to supply each person on Earth, each person on Earth, 300,000 pints of beer every day for 1 billion years.
What?
I know we all need to go to space. That's where all the alcohol is.
Wow. That's nuts. Come on.
I know. The densest thing, or one of the most dense things that we have discovered in the universe, are neutron stars. They are so dense that our brains can't really fathom it. A teaspoonful, tiny little teaspoonful of the material that makes up neutron stars would be equal to the weight of the entire human population on Earth.
What? Oh my gosh.
Meaning that to be as dense as a neutron star would be if all of the human population of the world was crammed into the size of like a sugar cube.
That's wild.
And I'm like,
Oh
my
my
brain can't
gosh.
even fathom it. I'm like, the fuck, what?
That's sick. That's crazy.
Isn't it
That's nuts.
weird? So weird.
Wow.
Venus. Venus is very, very weird.
Yes.
So Venus actually spins very slowly, and it spins in the reverse direction of every other planet. And no one really knows why. I mean, they've guessed that at some point millions of years ago, something big hit it and caused it to start spinning the other direction. But that's weird. And so, like, you know how sometimes you have a day that feels like it won't end? It feels like it's been going on for like a year.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, I can't wait for this day to end. Well, that's every day on Venus because a Venusian year, I love saying Venusian, a Venusian
Venusian.
year is equal to 228 Earth days. So it that's how. In 220 or 225 Earth days, in 225 days, Venus will have gone all the way around the sun in its orbit. But the Venusian day, or Venusian day, is 243 Earth days. So every day is actually longer than a year.
What?
Because it spins so slowly that the planet is able to go all the way around the sun before it has finished spinning all the way.
That's insane.
I know. Every day. It's longer than a year. So I'm like, so Venus is definitely off of my list of places we could possibly live. Because no. Because no. Let's see. Have you heard about the radio signals that keep coming from space?
I have.
So there have been reports of radio waves coming from space for decades, but
Right.
recently, and I'm talking like 2019, I think, they discovered strange and persistent radio signals from a far off galaxy that sound kind of like a heartbeat. They're pretty consistent and they have the same sound every time. Like it's a very consistent, kind of the same amount of space between each sound. And, of course we want them to be aliens. Of course I want them to be alien.
Right.
They're probably not aliens. They're probably just the sounds of like the relevance that are happening in the universe far, far away. But it's still really cool. Now I'm going to tell you about the most bizarre star in space. The star is known as KIC 846-285, but it's nicknamed Tabby's star because Tabitha Boyajian was the first one to see the star.
Okay.
And what's interesting about it is that its brightness dips at very irregular levels and for like some strange periods of time. So apparently it would dim as much as like 22%, which is a lot.
Oh, wow.
And what we love is that they're trying to come up with theories to explain it because they've not, it's very, they've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
And so while of course some people are like, oh, it's probably just some abnormal ring of dust that's coming through or whatever, and that's why it's happening. One of the possibilities is, of course, an alien megastructure. Which
Uh-oh.
is what I'm here for.
Right.
Let's see. Other weird things. Did you know that stars don't actually twinkle? If you go
I
out into
mean,
space and you get to be in the spaceship and you get to go out to space, the stars are just constant lights. They don't twinkle. They only twinkle because of Earth's atmosphere.
that makes sense. I get that.
It does, but it's like stars are prettier on Earth than they are out in space. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But I will leave you with the last weird thing in space. There is a void that has no matter in it. Not like it's not empty, it's not dark matter, and it is 40 times larger than the biggest void that they had previously discovered. And scientists hypothesize that this is where a parallel universe crashed into ours, and they now
What?
speculate that there really could be a multiverse.
What?
I know.
That what? This hurts my head.
I know.
Oh, it makes my brain hurt.
So that's one of their theories is that in fact multiverse is real. So sucks to
Wow.
be us. Parallel universe smashed into ours. So here we are. What are you gonna do? That makes me feel better
Mandela
because
effect. I mean, come on.
it makes me feel better because like I know that this is not how it went down. In
Right.
any normal logical place, the world does not look like this because it's insane, guys. What we're living through insanity. So there has to be a place that got it right, Lord. But that is my story on weird things we've sent to space and weird things in space that you don't know about. Thank
Excellent.
you. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy space things. This week's sweary affirmation. Are you ready?
Yes.
I like this one. Use the word fuck like it's a comma. That's right.
Indeed.
And that will help get you through this week. I believe in it.
Yay.
All right. That means that it must be. Uh-oh. There it goes. That it must. Now I did it again. What did I do? What did I hit? I'm hitting this thing.
She broke it.
Okay. That's better. It must be time for Tarot Time with April. Spooky, spooky. Do, 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 do. I've got to turn on my lamp. On. All right, Claire. What's the theme song to Star Trek?
It doesn't have any words. It's just music.
Well, I mean, most things are like that.
It's just music.
I don't. I can't think of a space song either. Oh no. Wow, I'm really blanking here. Well, I can just tell you, my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. And fun fact, Pluto may have been demoted as a planet, but they suspect that there is, in fact, a ninth planet out there beyond Pluto that is, in fact, big enough to be a legitimate planet based on their made-up garbage rules. So, there's that. Do, 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 do. Do,
Here
do, do, do. Oh.
you
Oh, right.
It's all just music, though.
Yeah. Interesting, interesting.
Stop.
Okay. All right.
It's all just music.
Oh, God. We started our. And the lights came on. God? God?
It's oh,
We start our week with
it's
the
magic.
10 of Swords,
Sword, it's
which
word.
looks pretty bad.
Oh boy.
Then we have the 5 of Pentacles inverted. And then we have the 8 of Pentacles.
Yay.
So bad and maybe less bad. I don't know.
Bad and bad and maybe less bad.
Well, I mean, like the 10 of Swords, literally he has all the swords sticking in his back. So like I feel like it has to be bad, right?
Right.
I mean,
Fair.
this is just the worst damn card, honestly.
Great.
Literally the bottom. It's excessive, painful, excruciating, and final. So that's awesome. Blah 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 blah. So it sucks. Give yourself a couple weeks to pout, be pissed and sad and apathetic, and then move on. It's basically what it's like. It's just a bad card. So sorry. Sorry, everybody. That sounds pretty awful. But again, it's a minor arcana card, so it's like an everyday kind of thing and not like some
Right.
big, huge thing necessarily. So,
Right.
you know, go with what you got, I guess. Okay, 5 of Pentacles inverted. Things are looking up. I see this in readings where the client has hit rock bottom. 10 of Swords? Dude, that actually happened. That never happens.
Wow.
Huh. Well, okay then. So you hit rock bottom, but then things are starting to look up. So okay. It's that's something. So cool. Everything's sucky and then it's starting to look better. Right. And then
Well,
the
that was
eight.
fast.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay, well, at least in a span of a week, it's like rock bottom, but then they start to look up.
Right.
And then, oh, 8 of Pentacles is for people who have just found a new job or started college or a training program. It's a person who is honing their craft. I love it when it comes up for artists or those in a healing profession. It's about finding your path and working your tail off to succeed at it. So, all right. It's
Cool,
going to
cool.
be a roller coaster week. So sorry that everything falls apart and is shitty at the beginning, but it's okay. Wait a couple days. Things are going to look up. You're going to feel better. And then you're going to find your true path and work for it
Right.
with that new job or whatever it is you're taking on. So, all in all, could be worse.
It could be.
It could be worse. So, best of luck out there, everyone.
Right.
Boy, gosh. All right. What will be our topic for next week? The after we've recovered from our bad week,
Right.
you guys will be here to hear our new topic. Are you ready, Claire?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It.
Okay. The Wheel of Fate is going to tell us that next week we're going to
Oh,
talk
God.
about cults again. Yay for cults! Culty, culty,
Oh,
culty, cults! So that'll be fun.
so many cults.
So many cults, so little time. So be sure to come
Facts.
back because those are some of our best episodes, I think.
Yes.
Just saying. So awesome! Yay for cults! That actually makes me very happy. I need some more culty cults in my life. Oh my God, just watched, I don't know why. Sometimes late at night, you just turn on something.
Right.
I turned on a documentary on Netflix that was about a cult that I'd never heard of, and it was like an MLM sex cult. And it's not NXIVM. It's
I know what you're talking
and I,
about.
it's like one taste, and I'm like,
Yes,
the fuck is
yes.
this? I'm looking at Spencer, and he's like, what are you watching? Because boy, it's quite graphic.
What was it not? I watched that. And I was
And I
like,
was
this is
like,
what is this?
okay, sure,
And I
sure.
still never like totally understood what it was.
No, same. Because then
Like
I
what
was
was it?
also like, Spencer, this was active like when we were there, like when we lived in California, and we ne I'd never heard of this,
Right.
never, and it was like celebrity status level.
Right.
Oh, I should have heard of it, and I never did. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? So there's that could be an interesting one, but we'll see. We'll see what
Oh.
happens. Oi,
Yeah,
could
I watched
be.
that. I watched that and I still never understood like totally what it was. I was
Well,
like,
because I was like, it started off like the guy is learning how to be a master stroker so that she can have like a great orgasm. Like a 15-minute long orgasm is kind of what they were billing it as, which I'm still kind of
right.
like, I don't know about that. But whatever. I'll, sure. They look like they're having a good time. And
I know.
so, fine. But somehow from that, it morphed into like some insane garbage. In which it's, they finally let guys start to have a fun time, and that's when it all went down, is and bad, as far as I could tell. And
It was
became
wild. It was wild.
bizarre. And I'm still confused by the whole thing. And
Same,
then there's
same.
like a weird, it was like some weird,
Yes.
like sales pitch, and it was just there's snakes involved,
I know, it was
and
like,
I'm
what the
like,
fuck am I
what's
watching?
happening? I don't even know what's going
Same. I was
on
like, what
anymore.
is this?
So, I don't know, whatever. But so you never know what cult we might talk about. Maybe you've never heard of it
Right.
either. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, until next week when we talk culty cults, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, share. And if you don't want to watch us on YouTube, we do have podcast you can listen to on all of your podcast things or whatever. So either place, or if you're listening to us, feel free to watch us on the YouTube because we're entertaining as hell. Just saying. You can see all of our expressions. We're like, what?
And we have graphics.
Graphics.
And photos, so
Photos. You can also send us some topics that you would like for us to cover and or any ideas you would like to add out onto our Wheel of Fate. You can send those to us at.
brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next cut, blah, 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 blah. So until next time, keep on brunching.
And keep on judging.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe don't shoot your roadster into space.
Yeah, don't do that.